KO4 CEF Mobile.
CEF Mobile, KO4 RUR Mobile. Good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
Well, this is Chris. I'm out here in Greenville. I'm actually on my way home. I just drove in from Rock Hill. I work out there every other night. So the last night was our night to work, and so I'm finally getting home. I'm going to get me some Z's.
I believe it's going to be a good day for it. It's supposed to rain most of the day, although you might get some thunderstorms this evening. I'm on my way to work. I just hope I don't get drenched. So as long as they can hold out, looks like it's barely doing anything now. But it's always a fun adventure going inside the plant whenever it's raining sideways.
I know when I coming through Gaffney, it was off and on. It'd be a little heavy, then it'd be hardly any at all, then it'd be heavy again, and then any at all. Right now, I'm just passed through downtown, so it's pretty light.
Yeah, I'm coming through Spartanburg. It's kind of the same here. It's barely coming down, so I'll be okay with that. It can hold off till I get inside the plant.
I am pulling in my driveway, so you have a great day. Stay dry, and I'm going to say 73, KO4 RUR. I'm going to be clear.
All right, 73 to you, and hope we get some good rest today. KO4 CEF, and I'll be standing by.
KN4 GFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken. How are you?
Well today, and yourself?
Doing all right. On the way to work. Borrowed Dwight's car so I can keep from using the $5 diesel fuel I got in the truck.
Run all her gas out, right? Did you ever get your septic fixed?
I got it pumped out, and my wife's going to have to call them back to get they're going to dig a gravel pit or something like that. And it was telling me to lie out. I don't know. But yeah, he said that would be what they would do. It cost me about $3,000. If I wanted the lines replaced, it'd be upwards of six or more. So I don't know. I guess maybe I'll go to gravel pit.
It's not draining out in the yard.
Yeah, it's definitely a slow drain. It did find one clog, but yeah, it was draining slow. So and I don't get it, because when he said I had a clog, I'm like, I don't understand, because we don't put any grease down the drain anymore. I mean, after the last time, if it's got grease in it, it goes in the trash and it gets cleaned off and then it gets washed. So I don't understand how there was more grease in it, unless it was what was left over from last time they didn't get
grease in it.
Yeah, there's a little in the pipe that was running into the septic tank. It was, you know, I guess a blob of it that was keeping it backed up some in the house. So once they drain down some of the septic tank, then they unblock that and you can hear it running out. So I don't know. I just don't get it, because like I said, we were pretty vigilant in making sure we don't put any grease down the drain.
How does he think that you need a gravel pit?
So what I gather from it is the gravel pit then becomes the drain field for a while. And he said it lets the lines dry out. I don't know what that means. I would think those lines would dry, but then again, I mean, I don't know. Doesn't really make sense to me, but I don't know.
Seems like you could run a camera down the field line and be able to see if it was messed up.
Yeah, they didn't offer to do any of that, so I don't know. I may end up calling somebody else and just seeing if they can come out and check it. You know, not try to worry about pumping it. Just check everything and see if it's working or not. But, I mean, for now, everything's working. I changed all the shower heads in the house. I went with, like, a low flow, like 1.5 gallon, you know, just trying to find different ways to cut out some of the water that's going into the septic tank. See if maybe that'll help as well.
If you're not putting any Ridex in there, there's nothing, no bacteria really to eat up all of the paper and all that stuff and that. And so, you know, if that floats to the top and goes out the pipe, then, you know, it'd clog it up.
I just hear so many conflicting stories on using the additives and stuff like that. Even the I think it was the South Carolina DHEC website. They were saying that all the bacteria that's needed comes from everything that's going in it. So you just, I don't know why, I don't get why there's so many conflicting stories about using
million-gallon tank, and we, you know, we got microscopic bugs in there to help eat it all up. Basically, it, they eat up the solid, the suspended solids and that, and get it to where the filter can filter it out. But yeah, if you don't put anything in there and then run, you know, the washing machine runs down there, that bleach and that just kills the bugs and that. So I mean, it ain't like they can continue to work with all kinds of chemicals going in there. So you got to keep adding.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I need to pick up some. Just, I mean, at this point, what's it going to hurt? It's either going to keep me from having to do it again, or it will not do anything, and then I'll still have to do what I've got to do anyway. So it may be worth investing in just to try something.
So you should know pretty quick if it's the field line. I mean, so he drained it down. As soon as the tank gets full, if it's the field line, it'll just start back doing it again.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll, I mean, I don't really want to agree with you. I think if it's the drain fields, it'll definitely not take long before it starts happening again. So, you know, I'm kind of curious. Last year we went to the beach a good bit. So, I mean, there's days to a week at a time where we're just not using anything. So that might have been helpful. Who knows? But yeah. Right now I haven't called them to get the gravel pit dug yet, so still kind of waiting and seeing just to make sure. And like I said, I'm hoping cutting down on some of the water usage might help as well. That way we're just not putting so much water in.
With the lid off?
Say that one more time. I just got the very end about taking the lid off.
If you got to see inside the tank with the lid off where you could see the water line and see how high the water line was, if it was up above the field lines, KN4 TFW.
Well, it was, when he took the lid off, you can see the, whatever, you know, the top layer that's in the septic tank. You could basically see it just right there at the very top of it. So, I mean, it was backed up pretty good. It was definitely full, and then the drain line's not, you know, the line coming from the house, it was definitely backed up. But I don't know if that's, you know, is that a result of the tank being backed up, or is that just a result of whatever solids got stuck in that pipe? I don't really know. But it was definitely full when he took the site up to the top.
I'm a bad spot.
It's crazy. I didn't put my antenna on the car this morning because it was raining. And right now, which I'm glad, I'm coming up on 290 and it's not raining anymore.
Board right out there by the side of the interstate. It's one of them electronic ones.
You went home yesterday. Did you see all the cops all over the interstate? Were they out whenever you went home?
No, I didn't. I mean, I saw some sitting, but they're usually sitting in their usual spot. I didn't see anything I thought was unusual.
Seemed like everywhere I went yesterday, it was somebody pulled over. You know, people just, they won't slow down.
On the interstate, they'd be doing, you know, 75 and 80 in the pouring down rain.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's supposed to be some rain and thunderstorms today, so we'll see what happens.
If your tank was backed up, then the water coming out of the house, with the flow would be really slow, which would make, you know, more sediment, and it'd be more susceptible to clogging up the pipe. That might be what the problem was.
Yeah, that's really, like I said, I would see that definitely, because, I mean, like I said, if we used any grease, it would go down the trash, and I would usually take napkins and, you know, wipe it off. That way that doesn't go down the drain. And like I said, we've been doing that since the last time we had it pumped, because that was the big thing they said, you know, the big fat bird that was in there from the grease that had solidified right over top of the return pipe. And, so I mean, we've I feel like we've done really good. Now, maybe the wife's doing stuff I don't know about, but I think I got her trained pretty well, so I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, it'll either happen again here soon, and I'll have to end up paying them to come out anyway, and that's probably when I'll just get the gravel pit dug. Lady I work with, she said they did the same thing at her house, and she hadn't had any problems since, so I don't really understand how it works. I'm going to have to Google it and see if the drain pit's just there in the meantime, or do they somehow hook the drain field to that pit that they dig. I don't know.
Like a big, the field lines are filled with gravel and the water just runs out, but I think that the pit is just a round version of the field lines. So basically, he's doing another one so you don't have to dig ditches all over your yard and that. But I saw a video the other day, they pulled a clog out of a pipe where tree root got in there. And this thing was the same diameter of the pipe for like 25 feet.
Holy crap. So the root got in the pipe and basically just expanded to the size of the pipe.
You get one little root gets in there, and then it puts off a bunch of little feeder roots that they just keep growing and growing, all these feeder roots, and they end up clogging up the pipe, and it ends up being like a big fine mesh, and nothing can get past it.
And I guess I can see how that would be a problem, which is a great source of water, so I can understand that. I don't know. I mean, that could potentially be some of mine, because I do have a tree at the very back of my lot, and I know the drain fields run that way, so that's always a potential, at least for one or two drain lines, and I don't know how many you got total, so I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. So right now I'm trying to hold off on spending the money, but I'm sure it's coming at some point in time.
Off that tree root or not, but when I was a kid, we used to have the line going to the septic was like an old tile pipe, and the little root got in there in one of the joints and got into the water, and as soon as it does, it expands, and I mean, this thing was the same diameter as the pipe, just a real fine mess of just roots and roots and roots, and nothing can really get by it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Patrick. KO4C.
Check KN4TFW.
Is your septic pump this weekend, or are you still working on that?
No, he came out, what was it, last week, Friday? I can't even remember the day now, but yeah, they came out and pumped it, and I was telling Ken's, I didn't change all the shower heads in the house, try to cut down on some of the water there, and just doing what I can to keep some of the water from going in it, and hopefully that'll be what does the trick. Otherwise, I might spend $3,000, is what the guy quoted me, to dig a gravel pit that would take the water and give the drain lines a break for a while.
Get the drain filled and see if there was any suspicious places in it.
See, that's what got me. Like, he looked inside the tank, saw how, full it was, and was looking at, that was all he did. He just looked at it and said, yeah, you're definitely not draining. And then he just pumped it out. So that was basically all he did. And he came out, got a little clog that was in the drain line from the house into the tank, and just, that was it. And then told me my options as far as either the gravel pit or the more expensive option would be come out and dig new drain lines.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, me either. I think if I do anything, I'll probably try to get somebody else just to come out and check everything just to see. I mean, I don't know. Right now, I'm just hoping for the best. Maybe it'll continue and it'll do good for a while. I'll try some Red X or something in it to kind of throw some more bacteria at it every once in a while and see if maybe that'll help out. I don't know. For now, it's working. I can take a shower without everything getting backed up. So we'll see how long that lasts. And hopefully we can go to the beach soon, and that'll give it about a week break or at least a couple days. So we'll see.
And if I remember correctly, they do offer an additive for putting in there to get rid of roots also. I can't remember the name of it. I want to say Root Away or something like that, but I'd have to go back and try to look it up.
I guess it would have been nice to know if that was actually a problem or not, but might not be a bad idea just to put it in there anyway, just in case. I mean, like I said, I do have that tree back there, so that very well could be something that can cause an issue.
Leave you out. I'm sorry.
That's fine. And then I'm just thinking, you know, the drain line has so many holes in it. I mean, you know, to get the roots up in there, and man, they really expand when they see that water, especially if it's a kind of tree that loves water. You know, a pine tree, I don't think you'd have much of an issue, but, you know, some kind of willow tree or something, man, it'll fill that pipe in just a minute or two.
Kind of thing. I know it's not a willow tree. It's not a scrub oak or anything. It's definitely not a pine. I don't remember. It's just some kind of little weird tree that grows. I mean, they grow around here all the time, but, I mean, it's nothing special. But I don't know. Who knows? But how's y'all's week been so far?
Pretty good. I've got off early both days. Been a little slow, but not that bad. Just off some.
Dude, I got off at, what, 1? I left work at 1 yesterday, and I didn't get home till, I went home and then started running errands, and I didn't get back home till like 5:30, which is just enough time to eat supper and then head on the Boy Scout.
On the radio about 1:30. I was with a customer, but I couldn't get back to you. But I heard you.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I was talking to, it was yesterday, I was talking to Dave and Steve about one of the planes that I found on the website. I was buying parts for my son's truck that I got him. And, you know, he was like, Daddy, you're going to get you one. I'm like, no, I really don't want a remote control car again. So then I got to looking, and they had the airplanes on there. So I may end up buying one. I just love flying the string control. I've never had a remote control airplane, so that would definitely be fun. I'd like to try it and not spend a ton of money on it. So I think it was like $229 for this airplane. And I watched some videos on it yesterday. Pretty good reviews. So I don't know. I told my wife I was probably going
to
pick it up.
Builds them and flies them. I see he's working on one now. It must have about a 10-foot wingspan.
Yeah, I grew up with my dad. We would always fly the string control. He was always working on one. And I don't remember what he was doing with it. I think it was an electric one or something, and he was trying to convert it over to, no, maybe it was a gas that didn't run anymore, and he was trying to convert it over. I don't know. I never saw it fly. I never got to see him fly it. But it was his little project that he kept for years and years and years, but he never actually did anything with it. But yeah, we used to love going and flying those string control planes. Well, gentlemen, it is that time for me, so I'm going to head on in the plant, start getting ready for this 6:15 meeting today. So, I'm going to say 7:3. Y'all be safe out there on the road today. Don't float away because it's supposed to get rain pretty much all day, and hopefully the thunderstorms won't be too bad this evening. So, but y'all have a good one. I said be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
This is Andrew. Have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HK.
Stay dry. KN4GFW.
And all night long up here.
Yeah, I saw this morning you guys are getting hammered. It's mostly going up your way and not too much. It's all mostly north of 85. You know, it's enough. Yeah, I got to keep your wipers on, but not bad.
That way down up here, it's you own or you don't see at all.
Push to get a couple of inches.
Pretty have.
radar up your way. It's got a tree root that's grown up in this field line.
Surprisingly, it's easily done, like you were telling him. I've seen that a bunch when I was doing that kind of work.
Really branches out, and then, man, it can, then it'll start growing and growing and growing. I saw one of the guys was in a PVC pipe. I don't know. It had to be some kind of drain, but the tree root got in it. And, man, this thing was like 25 foot long, same diameter as the pipe.
It'll grow straight up the pipe and fill it full of the little, like, fine as hair roots. I don't know how scratchy I am.
Okay, let me get to the top of this hill. It was a little bit scratchy, but not too bad considering the weather. Something with the tower and the repeater yesterday.
But I guess you're going to have that from time to time with the radio wave.
Cole?
I'm in it already.
Yeah, we can go ahead and switch if you want to.
Sounds good. I'll meet you over there. KO4 8 get clear.
KN4 GFW clear.